When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In Colorado, you can legally gamble in Blackhawk, Central City, Cripple Creek, and licensed online sports betting. Protect our communities. Learn more at PlayLegitCo.com. A message from the Colorado Division of Gaming. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER.
TFA fam. What is up? What is happening? We are one day closer to the NFL Combine. Which, you know, get to watch people run around in shorts, talk about hand size and, 40s and three-cone drill and everything else from under the sun. So we're looking forward to that. But before we do, we decided to kind of set the market a little bit for ourselves and do a Superflex rookie mock for you people that are getting ready for those and gearing up for that. Just kind of see where we stand pre-combine. So, as always, join with Cody. And then we got Christian. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Nope. He's asleep somewhere. So I don't know where he's at. He was supposed to be here. We went to the bullpen, and we got Matt Giraldi in the house. I think let's just jump right into this thing, shall we?
Let's do it.
Giraldi, why don't you start us off? The 101 of the Superflex rookie mock.
Fortunately or unfortunately, I do not hold the 101 in any of my dynasty leagues this year, but Superflex or not, I don't trust any of the fucking quarterbacks this year. So I go to the position that, you know, it holds dynasty value. Give me the wide receiver one. Give me Treylon Burks. Normally, I would take a quarterback. I'm not doing that this year. Like, I'm not taking a quarterback 1-1. I don't care the landing spot. No.
I like that. Because, I mean, conventional wisdom says you should take a quarterback there, right? But I think in a draft like this, I think you should be swinging for the fences here and not just taking a quarterback to settle for a quarterback, in my opinion, which doesn't seem to be the most conventional wisdom because a lot of people think that you should just take a quarterback no matter what.
I would have taken Burks at 1-1 as well.
This is the year that if you can trade down, do it.
I will go with Breece Hall. Continue the run of non-quarterbacks and a super flex. That would have been my 101, actually. If I had the 101, that's who I would have taken is Breece Hall. I think that he is just a step above everybody else in this class in terms of the running back position. He is still young on the younger side, only 20 years old, so that is also a positive for him, much like Javonte Williams was last year. He's not like Najee coming out at 22. So I just absolutely love Breece Hall. I think he's going to test really well at the combine. I think he's the most complete running back in this class and has put up monster numbers really every year.
All right, well, I will take the first QB off the board. I'm going to take Malik Willis. I'm with Giraldi. Like, I'm not sold on any of these guys, but with the athletic ability that Malik Willis has, there are questions about his accuracy. Played at Liberty. He did transfer from Auburn, so he did have some higher pedigree. There's no questions about his arm strength, his arm talent, and his athletic ability. We just saw Jalen Hurts be a top 10 fantasy QB, averaging under 210 passing yards per game and just 26 total touchdowns. It's all about that rushing floor, and I think Malik Willis obviously provides that. So I'm going to take the first QB here, 103, Malik Willis.
You think he goes top 15?
That's the crazy thing about the quarterbacks this year, right? Like there's no one that you're – I think he does. You know what I mean? I think we still get, you know, maybe one or two in the top 10, but I don't think we see teams trading up to, you know, first, second, third overall to take the quarterback.
For sure, for sure.
I think that it's going to really depend on what happens with free agency and trades, right? Does Aaron Rodgers get moved to the Broncos? Where does Sean Watson end up? So I think that's going to have a lot to do with what these teams do at the quarterback position and how much these guys may move up. I think there's going to be somebody that goes in the top 10. It happens every year. It sounds a lot like it could be Kenny Pickett. That's, you know, a lot of people are in love with right now, especially on the draft circles.
It's funny that you mentioned Pickett, though, because that's actually where I'm going. Give me a rookie that has potential upside to be the best quarterback in this class.
Kev, 105.
Yeah, on this one, I went back and forth. I think there's two wide receivers that I really like here. And I'm going to go with Mr. Drake London. I was really close to going with a different wide receiver. But I just absolutely love Drake London's upside. His ceiling, I think, is massive. And I think he's going to be a guy. I'm not all that concerned with where he lands with. Big body guy, you know, obviously, you know, the next Mike Evans, you know, as the kids say out there on the Twitterverse. I think he's pretty much, I think he's kind of a pretty close to a can't miss prospect. The things that he was able to do at USC, I mean, it's his insane year this past year in only 8 games. I mean, we've already talked about that. Just absolutely ridiculous. Incredible breakout age, strong college dominator, really strong target share in that offense. And so, I mean, he was great in terms of the advanced metrics with 3.52 yards per route run.
All right. I'm really torn between two guys here, one running back, one wide receiver. They're both super close for me. Who knew I'd be having this much trouble in a meaningless mock? But you know what? I'm going to give me Garrett Wilson. I'm going to go Garrett Wilson here. Really like him. Great route runner, good athlete. You know, I really like the fact that he was used everywhere in that Ohio State offense, inside, outside. He was used in sweeps and motions and everything like that, too, middle of the field, down the field. I really think the route running obviously translates to the next level. That's something we don't have to worry about with him. And because of his versatility at Ohio State, I really like that. Maybe probably doesn't have the ceiling that somebody like Burks or maybe London or another wide receiver I'm sure we're going to get to here in a little bit, but I think he's really safe, and I think he's going to be one of those, like, high floor, and on some weeks here and there, we'll have that pop-off, you know, game or two as well. So give me Garrett Wilson.
Yeah, he's a guy that, honestly, like, depending on landing spot, I think he's one of the biggest variables in this rookie draft. Like, because if he lands in a productive or good spot, like, I don't think he's better talent-wise than Burks, but I don't think that the difference between the two is enough to challenge a solid landing spot. Like, it's definitely one of those ones. And I think this is where the 1-7 pick is going to have a night. Like, this is the area that I want to be in this year's rookie draft. I'm pretty sure I know who you were debating for the running back spot.
Yeah.
Who I'm going to take right here in Isaiah Spiller. It's a nice spot to be in this year, that I don't think that there's that much difference between any of these guys. I don't think Spiller's going to last to 1-7 in most super flexes, but there's a fucking chance he does.
So I'm going to get somebody who is probably going to fall because he's not going to be able to run the combine, and he's probably going to fall a little bit in the NFL draft because it's towards ACL in the national championship game, and we go ahead and pencil in Jameson Williams. If you look at his numbers, they are very, very similar to Justin Jefferson's numbers coming out. Kind of similar prospects as well. And I've kind of said it, and I'm just going to keep speaking it into existence, that I hope the Kansas City Chiefs take him at 30. I've seen a lot of mocks with him going there at that spot. I would absolutely be in love because I think that he is going to be an absolute baller at the next level. I think had he not torn his ACL, I think he would be a lock for a lot of people at number two. But I'm not that concerned. I think he does need to go to a team that's going to not try to rush him along. I think a team, especially in the back half of the first round, or maybe they can milk him along a little bit, not put too much on him. He doesn't really need to do a whole lot year one anyway, especially if he goes to a contending team. But I think he can be a steal for a team like that, because I think if had he not tore his ACL, we're probably talking about a guy that goes in the top 15. It's really close for me between him and Drake London as my second quarterback or second wide receiver in this, in this upcoming NFL draft.
You think he makes it that far, though?
I don't know. It just really depends. I think the ACL thing could scare some teams off, you know, not being able to see anything from him through combine and stuff. Not that that's the end of the world. We've seen other players not do anything and still be fine. But I do think that the ACL thing is going to drop him a little bit and drop him past some of these other guys that are going to get more buzz. We'll see. I wouldn't be shocked, because the thing with this draft, man, is it's so all over the place right now. Like, I've seen Matt Corral as the first quarterback off the board. Mm-hmm. I've seen I've seen Treylon Burks, the first wide receiver. I've seen Treylon Burks for some people mock him into the second round. Like, it's ridiculous where, like, everybody is so all over the place with most of these guys. And so I think a lot of different things are could happen here.
You just mentioned his name. I'm going to go ahead and take the third quarterback off the board here. Give me Matt Corral. In a super flex, it's really hard to start passing on these guys once you get to this spot. I remember whenever Josh Allen came out, had the draft capital. You know what I mean? And I think even in some super flex leagues, he was going late second, third round in some spots just because of all the hate around him. So some of these guys are going to have, you know, not necessarily Josh Allen-esque ceilings and outcomes, but they're going to be putting up even a, you know, a mid-range QB2 is still going to be averaging 17, 18 points per game. And some of these other guys aren't going to be averaging that throughout, you know, a 16-game, 17-game fantasy season. So with Corral, I mean, a good arm, back-to-back 3,300-yard passing seasons, had 500 and 600 rushing yards the past 2 years. So he does have a little bit of that rushing ability as well. But at this point, like I said, in a super flex, I can't pass on him. So give me Corral.
So this one almost seems like a homer pick. I think that this guy has like only like polar opposite ends of the spectrum available. Like, he's either going to be boom or he's going to be fucking JJ Arcega Whiteside. But I'm taking George Pickens. He's a guy though with the size, the age, everything like points. Like, if he stays healthy, I don't think he's going this high in rookie drafts either. And like, I'm making this as like a presumption of where he's getting drafted in June and July. If he goes to, again, like we talk about landing spot, which shouldn't matter. Like, when we're talking with receivers, landing spot shouldn't matter.
Listen, you know how to sell him to me. I love George Pickens. I got him. I have him ranked as my number five wide receiver in this rookie class. And I love him. I think that we talked about it on the wide receiver show. I don't know if you listen to it or not, but he just plays with so much damn confidence. Like,
yes.
I like what I said about him. Like, he knows his dick is bigger than everybody else's. Okay. Like, he just oozes confidence. Okay. And so, like, it shows up how he plays, and he's aggressive, and he has kind of some of that my ball mentality. Like, he's going to go get that ball. Like, that's his ball. He is a little bit raw, but he's still a younger prospect coming out. And so, yes, he did miss some time with injury, so we don't have a large track record for him of production and stuff like that. But I think that he made the right decision by coming out.
Yes.
I just think that he has so much upside. But I agree. There is that level of he could go the opposite direction. And, you know, he does have some immaturity issues. You know, he got in trouble for spraying the Tennessee player with water or whatever. People made a big deal about that. Like, I could care less about that stuff, but
yeah, that stuff. He's a kid.
Yeah, I mean, people, we forget that we all do dumb shit whenever we're that age. So
I still do dumb shit, and I'm 38. So,
yeah. So, all right, I love that pick. You're probably right. It's probably a little bit higher. He's probably going to be a guy that goes in the second round of rookie drafts. But my next guy, I'm going to go make a switch. I'm going to go back to the running back. Well, I'm going to go with University of Missouri running back. No, I'm
not doing that.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm going with Kenny Walker, Michigan State. Again, I think there's some issues with him, possibly. We've talked about his ability to be a pass catcher. He had, 18 career catches in his college career. And so, you know, that is certainly an issue for me, especially in, you know, for most of us that play PPR formats. But we've also seen running backs that just played in programs where they just did not want to use their running back, as a pass catcher. And though I would say, well, but really two programs that didn't want to use him as a pass catcher, but still, we've seen other running backs be able to progress and at least be functional pass catchers. And that if he can do that, then I think Kenny Walker could have a really bright future in the NFL, because his advanced metrics were fantastic. He was first in yards after contact, sixth in yards after contact per attempt, which is really impressive considering how many touches he had as a last year. And then you have 89 missed tackles forced, which was first among all running backs, and 16th, and carries a 15 plus yards. So really love Kenny Walker. I think there's some high upside there, at least as a runner. We'll see what he can do as a pass catcher. You know, he very well could be kind of Leonard Fournette-ish. That's kind of the knock against Leonard Fournette whenever he was coming out. Obviously not the same size. I am interested to see where he comes in, because I was surprised that he's only listed at 206. He looks bigger than that. He plays bigger than that.
Bigger. Yep.
And so we'll see, you know, where he comes in at the combine. He's another guy that I'm really excited to see, but great year, 1,600 rushing yards, 19 total touchdowns, but again, only 13 catches for 89 yards. So
I guess I want to be the one that just continues to take the quarterbacks that keep falling, and I'm going to take Sam Howell here. I know it's the cool thing to hate on him now because he's, you know, smaller. I guess his mechanics suck and all that, and, you know, accuracy can be a little bit of a question, but again, same thing like I talked about with Matt Corral. If he can be a mid-range QB2, like, you're still looking at, you know, averaging 17 fantasy points per game. And he has produced since he stepped on the field as a true freshman at UNC. And, like, let's not act like this is a Bama or a Georgia or, you know, Ohio State kind of situation where he's just littered with five-star talent. Last year, after losing De'Ami Brown and, my God, who was the other wide receiver that they had? That Chicago. Yes, Daz Newsome. You know, he still put up relatively similar numbers. I think came out, you know, kind of stumbled a little bit out of the gates this year. But again, if he can be, if he's not going to be the kind of quarterback that elevates the players around him, right? But you put him in a system where, you know, there are already some established guys around him, then he's going to be just fine. He can distribute the ball. He does have a good deep ball as well. He's not a running quarterback per se, but he does have that ability to escape the pocket. He is mobile, just not a running quarterback in the way that some of these other guys are. But I'll close out the first round with Sam Howell.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind that. I think he's going to be somebody that's going to be interesting to see where he ends up. You know, is he a first-round guy? If he falls past that, you know, we'll see.
Kev, actually, sorry. Go ahead and take the 201 here, and hopefully Giroldi will get his internets back up.
I wasn't prepared, okay? But I guess like the real NFL draft, we're just going to have a huge run. We're all just going to throw in our picks real quick. You know, I think what did that happen to, like the Vikings years back or whatever it was? I can't remember what team that happened to. And everybody started jumping in front of them because they didn't get their pick in time. Well,
if you're not ready, I will happily go right now.
Yeah, go ahead.
I almost took this player over Sam Howell, but because, again, obviously we're doing a super flex draft right now, could not do that. Give me David Bell, man. 94th percentile breakout age, 69th percentile college dominator. You know, obviously share the field with Rondale Moore, who also smashed at Purdue. He got injured his sophomore year, came back as a junior, and just balled out despite everyone and their mother knowing that he was getting the ball. Just really smooth wide receiver. He's not going to get the hype that some of these other guys are going to get, right? There's nothing extraordinary about his game. He's not, you know, an athletic freak or anything like that, but just a really good football player, really solid all around, has no holes to his game that I can really see. And if he can find himself on a high passing volume kind of offense I think he's best as a wide receiver too. So if he can get on an offense, again, it's going to be throwing the ball a bunch, already has an established wide receiver one, that's going to be the best spot for him. So I really love me some David Bell, and I'm happy to take him here at the top of the second.
All right. Giraldi's back. He's back.
I am.
He got his internet locked back in. So you're up 202.
I'm taking Rashad White from ASU. I feel like at this point in most of our lives, the PPR is our de facto setting. Dude, this dude just has PPR goodness written all over him. You know, I'm reaching for upside again at this point already in this draft, which is fucked up to say, because, like, we shouldn't be saying that when we're talking about the 2-2 in rookie drafts. But, like, I mean, just all of these guys are just such a muddled mess at this point, right? I mean, like, I've liked what I've seen, at least in limited fashion thus far from any kind of film study of him.
All right. Well, really tough decision, because I actually am thinking about...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Is this tight end premium?
Does it matter?
Well, if it was, it would. There's a tight end that I think is going to go in the top 40 of the NFL draft.
You're gonna take him or not? You're gonna keep.
Well, no. See, I should have said that because now he's gonna come off the board. I'm gonna get sniped. But I'm gonna go with Kyren Williams. I think he could still be falling at this point. I know there's a concern with his size, height, you know, all that stuff. You know, so we got to figure those things out because if he comes in at 190, we're gonna have a problem. But I think it's also possible he comes in at 200 plus, which is funny because if he could come in 198, people are gonna have a problem. If he comes in at 203, people are gonna be okay. It's fine. It's cool. All right. It's just good. Like those couple of pounds matter. But regardless of that, I don't think he's ever going to be a three down back, but I think he's somebody that can, you know, shoulder 55-60% of the load for an NFL offense, depending on where he lands. He's probably the second best pass catcher in this class. 42 catches this past year, 359 yards, 11% target share. Was 22nd in yards after contact, 28th in yards after contact per attempt. So there's a lot to like here, especially in a PPR format with Kyren Williams and landing spot. You know, if he goes to a team where he's going to step right at the very least, be the pass catching back, then I think a PPR format, so I think at least, you know, he has a safe floor built in with his pass catching upside. Get it together. This is amateur hour. So anyways, that's who I'm going with, Kyren Williams.
Kyren Williams would have been my pick if David Bell had not been there at the beginning of the second. I obviously really like Kyren. He's my RB4.
So yeah. Are you going homer here?
I have a couple of notes jotted down, and I do have two quarterbacks ahead of him, but like the more I'm thinking about it, like I just don't know that they get round one draft capital. And if they don't, that's really gonna push them down. So I am going to go homer here. Give me Jahan Dotson out of the Pennsylvania State University. Really good, you know, yak receiver, shifty, solid slot. Shifty, solid route runner. I think he's going to be a really nice weapon from the slot. So give me, I've seen some hate coming from, you know, hashtag analytics Twitter on Jahan Dotson and how, you know, it didn't really break out until he was older and yada, yada. But miss me with that. I think he's still going to be a good slot receiver. So in the middle of the second here, give me Dotson, especially without really knowing the, like I said, the quarterback draft capital for two guys I actually have ahead of him on my list. But push coming to shove here, give me Dotson.
I like it. I like Jahan Dotson. I think that you know, he could end up being one of these guys that are kind of steal the draft. For a lot of people. So, I mean, he came from wide receiver U, you know, Penn State. So,
tight end U,
pass catcher U. Anyways, Giraldi.
This is one of those situations where I would have lost my shit in a rookie draft based on everything that you just said. And I was targeting a dude with absolute similar interests. But give me Wandale Robinson. If you want a guy that I think that draft Twitter and fucking dynasty Twitter is going to lose their shit over the next couple of months, like this is the dude that, like, there, I mean, there's already some people alluding to the whole Deebo Samuel kind of like possibilities here. Yeah. Give me someone that, like, I'm going to be able to build value off of hype. And, like, I think this dude over the next couple months is going to start getting some massive hype.
I said on the wide receiver show, he literally looks like he's shot out of a cannon every time he leaves the line of scrimmage.
How are you going to feel about now if he comes in and he's 5'6"? Because I will say, there's been some, you know, pictures of him floating around, and I'm like, that dude looks tiny. Like,
yeah.
I mean,
5'10" is a fucking lie. Okay, Kentucky.
Yeah.
We talked about that on the wide receiver show. I don't know what colleges get out of lying about how big somebody is. Like when it comes, and especially when it's like drastic. I could see if maybe you were a tick off here or there, you know, on height. But when guys listen at like 6'3" and they come in, they're like 5'10".
Hey, a lot of guys lie about 4 inches.
That is true. That is 100% accurate. I'm going to go back to the running back board, and I'm going to go with Tyler Algier. He is still on the board. That is an easy pick for me. Somebody that I think that has three down upside in him, you know, solid year last year, 1,600 rushing yards last year, 28 catches, 10% target share. Another guy that really popped in the advanced metrics, second in yards after contact, 10th in yards after contact per attempt, 6th in missed tackles forced. and also 12th and carries a 15 plus yard. So, like I said, kind of a freak athlete, former linebacker turned running back. You can tell with his running style. And so I absolutely love Tyler Algier. I think that we are higher on him here than most, than consensus. And if I can get him here this late in a draft, or at this far in the second round, I'm going to feel great about it. Somebody that I think that's probably going to go in the second round. He is a little bit on the older side. We'll be turning 22 right around when the season starts. But, you know, as far as running back is concerned, we don't give a shit about that because, you know, as long as they can get through the rookie contract, that's all we care about. So really love Tyler Algier.
Where's this tight end that you were talking about 8 picks ago?
Hey, well, you guys keep letting all the studs fall. This is how it would go in a traditional draft. I would just take everybody. I would win. I would get the greatest team because everybody just lets all the good all picks right. fall.
I'm going to go ahead and take Desmond Ridder here. Like I said before, with the quarterbacks, just in a super flex, guys with that rushing upside. Who knows? He probably doesn't get the round one NFL draft capital, right? But looking at a bunch of these guys that are left that I have on my list anyway, sure, there are some guys that, you know, probably have the higher upside. If Desmond Ridder, you know, Carson Strong don't go in round one, they're going to fall a little bit further, but we don't have the answer to that yet. So I'm not going to try and, you know, bake that ahead of time. This is pre-combine, pre-draft. So I'm going to go Desmond Ridder. Some of that rushing ability, has a good arm, really showed out in this final year at Cincy. That's really all you can ask for at this point of a super flex draft, at this point of the year as well. So I'll take Ridder. I don't love it, but I also don't see him necessarily going here as well. But not a fortune teller. That's what it's going to be.
Gross. Anyways, Giraldi, who are you going with?
Trey McBride is still out there?
Oh, son of a...
I mean, I know...
That was my tight end. I thought I could wait. I felt confident. You know, that's what I get.
Well,
I got
you're the one asking whether this is a tight end premium or not. I figured that you would have been on board with him from the jump. But, I mean, I don't think he'll last this long, just regardless. I think my question is, like, how enthusiastic are we about his production year one, year two? You know, like, I mean, he seems like the kind of guy that we're going to have to still wait on a little bit.
I think for him, I think that, well, tight ends, I don't really care as much. He's 6'4", 260. Feels like very much a move tight end. Kind of reminds you a little bit of Dallas Goedert when you watch him. Absolutely crushed the Senior Bowl.
He performed well.
Yeah, a lot of people had him as the absolute standout, the best player at the Senior Bowl. So I think that he is somebody that, you know, a great downfield, I think, pass catcher. So he's the guy I was talking about. A lot of people said that he is a lock to go in the top 40 picks. And so he's got to get the draft capital. And so I like Trey McBride quite a bit. And so he's somebody that, yes, you know, last year, 1,100 yards, only one touchdown, was never a big touchdown guy. I don't really care about that. But year before that, only 330 yards, 4 touchdowns. The year before that, 560 and 4 touchdowns the year before that. So last year was kind of his big breakout year, 91 catches for 1,100 yards, but was not expecting to get sniped. It's what happens. You know, you get too confident in yourself. You show up, you think you're the best, you know, that you have nothing to worry about, and somebody pulls a fastball on you. So, perfect. I'm up. So I'm going to go with who else? I mean, everybody knows who I'm going to go with here. I'm going to go with the Missouri running back, the guy who just doesn't get enough love. That is Tyler Beatty, absolute stud running back, who is going he's going to get drafted higher than people expect, okay? Like I said, should have won the Doak Walker Award this past year, 1,600 yards, 54 receptions, 330 receiving yards, 18 total touchdowns, is a rocked up 5'8", 199, runs with I mean, you would think he is 6'6", 230 out there the way he runs. He's going to run a 4.4, and I think that for him, at the very least, he has pass-catching upside, terrific pass catcher out of the backfield. So, absolutely love Tyler Beatty. He's somebody that started to really move up for a lot of people, one of the big movers from the Senior Bowl. And so, I love Tyler Beatty. In PPR formats, you know, somebody that you can get that you can count on as a pass catcher, I think you can do that. And so, really like Tyler Beatty. Came in at, you know, just under 200 pounds. So, love Tyler Beatty here. This is the time of the draft anyways. You're taking shots on guys anyway, right? All the big-name running backs are off the board. Yeah, wide receiver. There's a few guys left here. One that I guess that we haven't picked yet. I assume he's going to go here soon. That's probably going to go in the first round of the NFL draft. But
I'm going to go ahead and take that other quarterback that has not been taken yet. I think Carson Strong probably has a better chance of going round one than Desmond Ridder does. But for fantasy purposes, I probably want Ridder ahead of Strong, assuming that, you know, they have similar draft capital. But Carson Strong does not have that rushing ability that some of these other quarterbacks have, but really good arm. He can make every throw on the field, back-to-back seasons, completing 70% of his passes. Probably it's going to be really difficult for him to give us QB1 fantasy numbers and QB1 fantasy seasons just because he does not have that rushing ability, but he should be steady. He's going to be safe here, especially toward the end of a second in a super flex. Again, assuming he gets, you know, back end round one draft capital. I really like Carson Strong here. Giraldi with a 211.
I will take the other receiver that has been neglected in Chris Olave. He shouldn't last.
Probably too
he
low
shouldn't
on
have
it.
Lasted yeah. this long.
No, but, for sure. It's tough. So, because we've talked about Chris Olave, and, I just don't, get excited, about him. You know what I mean? And maybe I'm wrong, and maybe he's much better than what I see. I'm not saying I think he's going to be a bad wide receiver, and he definitely probably should have went ahead. I probably should have definitely taken him ahead of, Tyler Beatty, you know, and stuff like that. But Chris Olave, he probably is going to be a first-round pick, and so draft capital matters, and, you know, he's going to end up being a guy that's going to go much higher than where he's fallen to right now. But he just didn't excite me. You know, he never had a year that I think over 1,000 yards, and production wasn't really great, but he was in a pretty stacked room. But, you know, we've seen in other places that like Ohio State, like in Alabama, where we've seen a wide receiver kind of separate themselves and just ball. We'll see how he does in the combine. There's been a lot of talk that, you know, he's actually, a lot of people have said at Ohio State that he's the fastest, you know, he was the fastest player in Ohio at Ohio State. So he could blaze the 40. And, you know, somebody that grows on me a little bit. And then I think draft capital is probably going to be there for him. And we're probably just definitely a little bit too low on him.
Yeah, he's going to end up being a back end round one, you know, beginning round two player by the time the combine and the NFL draft happens, for sure.
I mean, I got so many different places I could go here, you know. It's the last pick. I could go get a little crazy, get a little wild. It's close for me because I think there's two players here that I like quite a bit. But I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to go wide receiver, I'm going to go running back. I'm going to go with Dameon Pierce from Florida. Another guy that has been getting a lot of buzz. And
it's not either of the names that I thought you were going with.
Oh, I fucked up. I already said it. I forgot who was on the board that I have higher than him. You know what? I'm changing my pick. I have the last pick. I can do that. I own this fucking brand.
Roll again.
So give me Cincinnati running back Jerome Ford. That's who I want. You know, I got a little excited. Anyways, absolutely love Jerome Ford from Cincinnati. You know, he is somebody that, you know, we've talked about that his athleticism, I think, is a little bit underrated. It took him a little while to break out. But transferred to Cincinnati and broke out in a big way. 1,300 rushing yards, 21 catches, 220 yards, 20 touchdowns. He was somebody that is super explosive. And actually, coming out of high school, ran a 10.5 100-meter dash in high school, which is very fast. And so I think his athleticism is a little bit underrated. And I think could go a little bit higher than a lot of people think. And so in terms of the NFL draft, has the size, has the requisite size to be a three down workhorse, you know, is a decent pass catcher. And, you know, he is, again, another guy that's a little bit older, but again, running backs, I don't really care. So Jerome Ford, that's who I'm locking in.
So just to wrap this up, are there any other names, next two or three names you guys have at the top of your list? I'll just throw out some, I know we didn't talk about this beforehand, so I'll throw out some names that have not gone yet, who I'd be looking at here at the beginning of the third. And then you guys can add on some names here, and we'll close this out. But Sincere McCormick, really like him at running back. He's going to be probably one of my favorite, late round two, early round three running backs. Christian Watson, John Mechie really seems to be falling for. I don't really understand why he's falling. You know, went out, produced again at Alabama. Obviously, Jameson Williams is the guy who's getting the hype just because of the speed that he has. But I think John Metchie is going to be a really, really good slot receiver at the next level. I don't know if I said Christian Watson yet out of North Dakota State. And then Jalen Tolbert would be like my next four in line. Not sure if you guys have any other names that you want to throw in here, just kind of like the next names up for you.
I think for me, a running back that I want to see on draft day or draft days is Pierre Strong. Like, to me, he is the dude that, like, I think he's going to land in a good spot and he could see work his rookie season. Like, he has good pass protection skills, and that's what gets you on the field as a rookie running back. And so if he lands in a good spot where he can, you know, have minimal competition, or at least, you know, even in a timeshare, you could see him be that kind of guy that I think he's going to be like one of those dudes that I'm probably going to end up with on 80% of my teams in rookie drafts this year.
Yeah, I don't mind him. I think some other guys, like I already mentioned, Damian Pierce, big riser from the Senior Bowl. A lot of people talked about him as being one of the best prospects there at the Senior Bowl. A lot of questions about his production. I think never had over 600 yards rushing in a season. Sky Moore is another really hot name, you know, coming out of Western Michigan. Really exciting prospect. Again, very small school, so people are going to knock him for that. But I do like Sky Moore quite a bit, and somebody that I think probably goes in the third round, something like that, in the NFL draft. So I like him. You know, one other tight end, Isaiah Likely is probably the other guy that probably goes in the probably, you know, is probably more of a day two pick. But somebody else that people should keep an eye on as well at tight end. But I think Trey McBride is a clear leader at tight end, at least for right now. But, yeah, I mean, the rest of the wide receivers, I mean, there's so many other names you could talk about. But, you know, you have, like, you know, you already mentioned Jalen Tolbert. He's another guy that's rising pretty quickly. Justin Ross could be a guy that gets some buzz, you know, from Clemson that never really panned out. Romeo Doubs from Nevada. Yeah. I mean, there's just a lot of names here. Brian Robinson, we didn't talk about him, from Alabama. He's kind of a polar player where people are kind of polar opposites. Either people love him or hate him. For him, some of it's because of the, you know, the logo on the side of the helmet, or the non-logo, I guess, on the side of the helmet. But for Brian Robinson, but, you know, he's somebody that I know a lot of people like and think that people are being too low on him. But I think that he could end up being, you know, again, you know, I don't think he's somebody that's like going to be some sort of stud at the next level, but I think he has the ability to probably at least be, at the very least, a two-down running back, you know, first, second-down guy, but could develop into a three-down back, depending on where he goes. But I don't think he's going to get the draft capital to come from that. But, yes, somebody that you probably look at in the third round of a rookie draft, something like that. But those are kind of the guys that I think that, other than the guys you guys already mentioned, at least for right now, that we'll see. But, of course, after the combine, there's going to be a lot of buzz one way or the other on these guys, and that's when we'll finally start to get some of the real answers. We don't have to be like, well, we'll see where he comes in here. What size is he going to be? Is he going to be over 200 pounds? Is he not? All this, a lot of these guys. So we'll get those answers out of the way, and all we'll have left is the draft capital left. So
for sure.
I enjoy doing this. We need to do a lot more of these. I love doing mocks. I think they're a lot of fun. I think maybe next time we'll do a one quarterback mock, and then we'll do another one of these, obviously, with post NFL combine coming up as well. Sure. So we'll have a lot more to talk about there. So Giraldi, appreciate you coming on. It was a lot of fun. We'll definitely have to get you back on throughout the offseason. We're almost to March, which is where we can actually get some real NFL stuff. We get combine, free agency, all that stuff. So keep it locked in here. We aren't going anywhere. We got a lot more content to come. I hope everybody has a wonderful evening. Bye.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.